4 of the Christine Graff Show. That's right. I'm my pleasure to be here all this week, 10 to 1. And we will get at some point to this Wrestle Values. Also, we'll tell you about what Mary Kay Letourneau is doing. You may recall that Mary Kay Letourneau was the school teacher who had the fell in love with her young student and went to jail several times. And now she's out, he's out, or they're married and have numerous kids. And I'll tell you what she's up to. Also, tonight we might get to a little discussion about Elizabeth Edwards. But first of all, let me just mention one thing, and then we will bring our guest on, the fabulous Brad Friedman, someone I like to get on here often, you know, regularly, every few months or so. And bradblog.com is his site where if you are a political junkie into anything political, it really is a must-review site for everyone. Now let's go to Brad. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Christine. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. And, you know, I love to talk to you every once in a while on the radio. You're so good at it. And I tell people about bradblog.com. And a couple of stories this week on Bradblog about torture. I noticed that on your site you posted some of the pictures. And I had a couple of, and I told people about it, the pictures of torture from Abu Ghraib, et cetera.
Yeah.
Now, the ones that the president initially said he would show, and then because the federal judge had ordered that they were going to release these pictures, and then he sort of changed his mind, the ACLU was all upset, and shouldn't there be transparency unless we put the cold, antiseptic light of scrutiny on this, you know, we don't really deal with it, et cetera. Are those pictures different than the ones you had on your site, to the best of your knowledge?
No, the ones that I ran on my site are believed to be among those photographs that were among the 2,000 that Obama said he was going to release, and then he decided he wasn't going to release.
Okay.
The photos I ran were not part of the initial release some years ago of all those Abu Ghraib photos. They, in fact, leaked out and were run some years ago, actually, by an Australian newspaper, the Sydney Herald, and ran to little notice at the time. And those photographs are believed to be among that set that he has blocked releasing.
Okay, and so he's blocked releasing them for the time being. Is there will be a court challenge from the ACLU?
There will be, and in fact, there already has been, and it was a judge who ordered the release of those photos. So it was somewhat troubling today to hear in Obama's speech when he talked about blocking those photographs and when he decided that it was necessary to keep such things secret, that unlike the previous administration, he would have congressional and court oversight. But what's troubling, and that's great, I'm glad to hear that, but what's
troubling is acknowledging it, you know, but however, you're right, go ahead.
Well, we already have a court oversight. The court has ordered that these photographs be released.
Yeah.
So he's sort of playing it both ways. He's trying to thread.
He's being political instead of living up to the promise, which was to create some transparency.
Well, I think to an extent. I was actually, before coming on the air, I was reviewing his speech again from this morning, and it seems to me that he's really trying to thread an impossible
needle.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's doing so for, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt here, that he's doing it for legitimate reasons.
Sure.
He is at least explaining what he's doing, unlike the last criminals who we had in office there. But, you know, I got to say, I think a lot of this stuff is still just out and out unacceptable as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. Hold on to the fact that I have many more things to ask my guest, Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to KGO.
KGO News Talk 810.
Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that, give me that, give me this, give me that.
I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to KGO. My guest is Brad Friedman, someone I like to get on here frequently, like every 3 months or so. And Brad, it was so interesting today with the president's speech on terror, really sort of focusing in on it, I thought was great. But at the same time, Cheney's across town saying how wonderful enhanced interrogation techniques are. I think the Republicans are happy that Cheney is out there kind of being the face of the Republican Party on these things.
Yeah, the Dark Lord had to show up and put in his point of view, which was completely, you know, as critical as I am of Obama, I think, and there's legitimate discussion, legitimate debate about that.
Right.
You look at Dick Cheney, and it's just fantasy land. I mean, one item after another in his speech was absolutely insane, disproven, complete and utter lies, complete and utter nonsense.
Well, why should he change his usual pattern? I mean, that's
yeah, why should today be any different than any other day? You're right.
Right.
But it was a remarkable, a startling contrast, and I think to a certain extent, Obama is somewhat counting on that. Even with the problems that he's having, I think people can look at it and say, well, he's not as bad as Dick Cheney.
And there we go. And there's an object lesson right in front of our face today. And then you hear a lot of these Republicans, I always want to call him Boehner, but you know who I mean, Boehner, saying that about this idea of closing down Guantanamo Bay. And, oh, my God, they would bring these terrorists to Supermax, perhaps, in Colorado, as if they could escape from there. And this whole the whole just sort of statement that they're terrorists, we don't know what these people are that are at Guantanamo. Many of them, of course, as we've learned, were just happened to be farmers in Afghanistan who hadn't paid a protection money to some local warlord. So the warlord is offered big bucks by the Army, U.S. Army, turn over the terrorists you know of. And they turn over some guy who hasn't paid his bribe that month.
Yeah.
So we don't know that these people are terrorists or not. So it's one thing to sort of justify and say, well, these terrorists, I mean, if you've convicted them, but that's not the case at all. We don't know who these people are.
Well, that's right. I mean, a lot of these people were simply sold out, as you said, when they started offering reward money for these people. And, in fact, the Bush-Cheney administration, or Cheney-Bush administration, however you want to look at it, released, I believe it was 545 of them, as I recall. And it's interesting how they're trying to have it both ways, because they're saying, well, many of the people we released returned to the battlefield.
Yes,
now.
What was it, 10% or some number like that. And now they're back to the battlefield. Now they're well, you know, I'm sorry, if somebody kept me in a prison like Guantanamo and tortured me, and waterboarding is the tip of the iceberg. We heard the other day on a CNN report about one of these people that one of the practices was to make small cuts in your genitals over time and get you to, you know, things like that, to enhance interrogation for sure.
You might show up on the battlefield when you've never even had any interest in the battlefield.
You might suddenly have a big interest, in my view. I got some more things I want to ask about from Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. We've got some callers who want to talk to Brad as well. I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to KGO. Love to read bradblog.com. I'm Christine Kraft. Yeah, I know why. Don't you dare laugh. Brad. Brad Friedman is my guest. He's a political commentator, and he has a great site, and he is a real guardian of our nation's electoral process as well. It's just if you are interested in anything political, you really have to look, or anything involving your country, you have to look at bradblog.com every day. It's got great stuff. Brad, let's take a few more calls, and then I want to ask you about the Velvet Revolution and this thing about disbarring the 12 torture lawyers. First, let's go to Rob in Richmond. Hi, Rob. You're on KGO.
Hi, Christine. And a question for you and Brad. Brad, are you aware that the Convention Against Torture, which the UN ratified in the 80s, and then the Congress, the United States, implemented, ratified, passed in the 90s, that it made a huge distinction between torture, which it outlawed and criminalized, and then cruel, inhuman, and degrading practices, you know, harsh interrogation tactics that fell short of torture. They specifically did not criminalize the latter. So that's a huge gaping hole that you could drive a Mack truck through in terms of the law.
Because it's except so subjective, you mean.
Yeah, except that's not what we had here. I mean,
well, that's exactly what we had here. Waterboarding fell under the category, or it could be argued that it did, because it was considered not torture, but a cruel, inhuman, and degrading practice, and it was specifically allowed.
Let him answer, Rob.
Where was it specifically allowed, and by whom was it found to not be torture?
In the Convention Against Torture, which was ratified by the UN in the 80s and then 1994, and in 1994, the U.S. Congress passed a law called Title 18, Section 2340-1, which confirmed and continued that distinction between torture on the one hand, which was criminalized, and inhuman, degrading, cruel practices such as, you know, holding someone up against a wall for hours and loud music and depriving them of a certain amount of food and sleep deprivation, all these things. And it could be argued because it has to be severe.
You're saying it specifically said waterboarding?
It said it had to be severe, long-term, and intentional harm, and intentional specific intent to torture. And you know, that means that waterboarding didn't necessarily fall into that. And, in fact, it did.
Hey, Rob, let him answer, all right?
Well, I'll respectfully disagree with you. When Ronald Reagan signed that treaty originally in 1988, this is the 84 UN Torture Convention, he said that torture was abhorrent and that the U.S. would have a responsibility to either prosecute or extradite those who practiced it. Waterboarding has long been regarded as torture, and I mean long, going back to, you know, the Spanish Inquisition, it has been regarded as torture. And you're right. The fact is that they were able to strip out some of the more draconian language from that treaty, and it was ultimately signed by Clinton, as I recall.
And because the British and Israelis had done the same thing, made the same distinction, and we copied it, and the Reagan administration individuals came forward and told the Congress, these other practices that fall short of torture, which include inhuman, degrading, cruel practices, are legal.
I'm well familiar with it. We've been running a series written by an attorney out here in California. His name is Ernest Canning, on the history of torture, and all of these points we've been discussing. All of these points you're talking about. That said, Mr. Canning is well familiar with this because his father was tortured, yes, tortured by the Japanese. In fact, he was waterboarded by the Japanese in World War II, after which he testified against the Japanese in trials held by the U.S., which found that waterboarding was torture. These people were put in jail for life, and some of them were, in fact, killed because of their crimes of waterboarding during World War II. So it has long been held that waterboarding is, in fact, torture. If you
at
want
least
to
when
it,
it's done to our side.
What's that?
At least when it's done
at
to our
when
side.
It's done to our side. Well, that's right. And actually, when it's been done all around the world, we have held people accountable for the crime of torture via waterboarding.
And let me suggest, we need to grab some news right now, but let me suggest, if you go to bradblog.com, and I would suggest that to Rob, our last caller, history of CIA torture and all the parts thereof are available on the site, and I suggest for those of you interested in the topic, it's a great primer on all of it. I'm Christine Kraft, you're listening to KGO. Jenna Lane is in the KGO newsroom and has got the news for you. I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to KGO. In the next hour, we're going to talk about the Whiz Kids, a new documentary. And if you're worried about our students not having the science skills to face the new, brave new world, perhaps you'll get some solace in this. It's a very, very interesting stuff. My guest on the KGO Live Line is Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. We're talking torture and other things. And before I take some more calls, Brad, I wanted to ask you about Velvet Revolution. What is it first? I know, but tell our listeners. And what is this bit about filing for the disbarment of the 12 Bush torture lawyers? What's the deal with that?
Yes, ma'am. Well, there needs to be accountability somewhere, I'm afraid. Velvet Revolution is an organization that I co-founded. It's an issue-oriented. It's about right and wrong rather than right and left. And in this case, we've got 12 attorneys involved with the Bush administration who approved this torture, who I believe violated their ethics as attorneys. And and earlier this week, Velvet Revolution filed against these 12 attorneys in four different states, and
California would be one of them, and that would be for what, Mr. Bybee?
Bybee, well, I'm trying to remember now where he's licensed. He's certainly serving as a federal judge
on the Ninth Circuit. Yeah, he may be a different bar license.
Yeah, I think he's four of the states: Pennsylvania, California, and D.C. was the fifth jurisdiction, mm-hmm. asking these bar associations essentially to investigate and review whether these folks should be disbarred. An attorney, Kevin Zeese, out in Maryland, held a press conference earlier this week. It's gotten a lot of press coverage. And frankly, even if these guys are disbarred for their actions, it would be a slap on the wrist.
Of course.
Compared to what they deserve for what they did. These criminals. These are war crimes, out and out. So at least we're trying to bring some accountability where we, the people, can, where the citizens can. And we would ask folks to stop by our website, disbartorturelawyers.com, and sign on. Thousands of folks already have, and make your voice heard, because, you know, we've got to stand up and say no.
And don't just sit there and say, oh, there's nothing I can do about it, it's wrong. But there is, and what's that site again?
That's right, disbartorturelawyers.com. And I will humbly reject the notion that Barack Obama offered, that we can't look back, we need to look forward. Look,
I get so sick of that when politicians, and I understand why he's saying it, but when they say, oh, let's look forward, let's don't look at that mess over in the corner that's affecting just about everything. Let's
move forward. Don't look at the fact that I robbed a bank yesterday.
Exactly,
I
mean, please.
I'm delighted to hear we're going to be looking forward, not back, so I got away with it. It's insane. And so where we the people at least can try to bring some accountability through this civil action, if you will, by filing for disbarment, we're going to do that. We may be adding some attorneys to that list in the near future, some folks that we should not let slip by. Mm-hmm. But we filed about 500 pages of documents and evidence
in support,
on each of these folks. Yep.
Let's get some more callers. Let's go to Scott, who's calling from Thousand Oaks. Hi, Scott. You're on KGO with Christine Kraft and Brad Friedman.
Hi, Chris. Chris and Brad, how are you doing this evening?
Great.
Doing good.
Good. I just want to say it's a pleasure speaking with you guys. I got a couple points that I just would love to bring up this evening. Point one, the transparency that Barack Obama's promise has just been atrocious. You know, 1 week he's out sitting on the... in front of the White House signing bills, being proud of what he's signing. And then the following week, he's hiding in a corner, not allowing any news reporters or anybody to see what's going on behind closed doors. I mean, this week we're talking about adding $2 a case to beer to try and pay for socialistic medicine. I mean, this is just atrocious.
He's hiding behind in corners, not letting anybody see what he's doing? What are you talking about?
Come on, Brad. Seriously, I hope Mr. Obama is going to be the best president in 300 years. He promised transparency with every step that he was going to
take. So you're a Democrat, Scott?
Am I a Democrat?
Yeah.
I am a Democrat, and it's been embarrassing to me that one of the reasons that I voted for Barack Obama is specifically of the transparency that he promised us. And, about a month ago, during the 8,000 year marks, he's hiding behind closed doors.
You're a Democrat, and yet you're worried about Barack Obama's socialistic medicine? Is that what you said?
Okay. Why are we trying to tax beer $2 a case this week?
What bill are we doing that in?
It's the bill that's being proposed. It was done with Congress today, with the complete knowledge of Barack Obama.
So it was done with the complete knowledge of Congress and Barack Obama. Yet you say he's hiding in a corner?
Yeah. Okay. How did you know this if he's hiding in a corner?
Okay. The reporters were not allowed in the room today during the talks with the proposed taxes on beer. $2 a case. You and Brad don't know anything about members of Congress?
Look, the press is not allowed to see every negotiation that goes on. That said, look, I'm against a tax on beer. I'm against a tax on cigarettes and soda and all of this other stuff that they claim to be sin taxes.
Brad, there's a ton of money out there. The bottom line is we need to just work with the money we have and not increase another dime of taxes.
Well, you're an interesting Democrat.
Fascinating.
That said, I don't know where this ton of money is. The last administration increased the deficit beyond any government in the history of civilization. I'm not sure where this money is or what you're talking about, frankly.
I don't think he is either, but I thank him for the call. I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to KGO.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, owner of Investment Property Capital. We specialize in financing all types of income properties. If you own apartments or other commercial real estate, don't believe the news that banks aren't lending. At IPC, we're getting great loans done for our clients, even in this changing market. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.23%. Yes, 4.23%. For example, your payment on a loan of $1 million is just about $4,900 a month. That's real savings. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. With the economy going up, down, or sideways, we deliver solid solutions for investors. That's news you can use. Investment Property Capital. 800-839-8104. 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.43%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by the Cal DRE 01126077. 3002.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-1449. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-1449. That's 800-559-1449.
Nerve damage caused by diabetes. Diablo Clinical Research is conducting a study for diabetics suffering from neuropathy. This research study is being conducted to determine the effect of an investigational medication and its ability to protect and regenerate nerves which have been damaged by diabetes. For more information, call 925-930-7267. If you have diabetic neuropathy, you may qualify to receive clinical evaluations, lab tests, and study medication, all at no cost. To learn more, call 925-930-7267. That's 925-930-7267. Or go online to diabloclinical.com.
AM. Did you know you're listening to an AM radio station right now? Oh, sure, the kids think we're unhip, kind of square, but can their wimpy little FM radio station sit in the valley and broadcast to the other side of the mountain? No, they can't, because FM blows. Say it loud. We're AM and we're proud. We are KGO News Talk 810.
AM, brother.
AM, sister.
KGO News Talk 810.
Christine Kraft, and we are talking with Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. All kinds of goodies there every single day. If you care about your country, I suggest you check out bradblog.com. Brad, I got to read this one to you. It's an email from Ken Lima. It's like, or Lima, Lima, maybe like Lima Bean. He says, Christine, will Obama have as much empathy for the American taxpayer as he has for his poor, abused, terrorist pals? And it gets better. It gets better. How about wineboarding? By the way, does the S&M Folsom Street crowd have a problem with torture? Signed, Ken. Well, I've never been to the Folsom Street Fair. I've heard about it. It is an S&M event. And I think there's a little difference there in that it's consensual, Ken. But and this is, you know, there are some people who are just so sure. And if you say, well, you know, so waterboarding's okay with you, but you kind of, what, you draw the line at testicle slicing or some of the homoerotic, you know, the naked pyramids and the light bulbs and the posterior. I mean, I don't know.
I tell you, these guys are really amazing. They, these wingnuts out there, I mean, they've got to figure out what the hell they're talking about. They seem to be clueless. If you go back to the teabagging nonsense a few weeks ago, and I'm reminded because of this person's email to you and the taxes, you know, yeah, he'll have sympathy for the taxpayers in that he lowered your taxes. I'm guessing that that emailer probably makes less than $250,000, and I wonder how many of those teabaggers out there had any idea.
Careful.
That's what they called themselves. I'm just playing
Abu Ghraib? Oh, no, just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go there.
Don't go there.
Okay.
I just wonder how many of those have a clue, or if the emailer even has a clue, that 95% of Americans just got their tax lowered by Barack Obama.
Tell them to look at your look at your paycheck. It's a little larger each time now.
Yeah, they have figured that out.
Pays for a couple of extra lunches each week or whatever, but it's real money. You get more back. Hello?
There's plenty to criticize Obama for, but these guys on the right don't have a clue about what to criticize him for. I mean, they're just flailing out there. It's so amusing to watch.
It is indeed amusing. Let's go to Rob in Prospect, Oregon. Hi, Rob. You're on KGO.
Hi, guys. Hey, I had a couple comments, and one, all the people that are calling up and criticizing Obama. A few short years ago, we had a president that criticized, if you criticized them, it was non-acceptable. You couldn't call into a talk show like this and do that. You'd be cut off, made fun of.
In most talk radio, which across the country, as Brad and I both agree, is about 90% right wing still to this day.
Well, yeah, they were scared of losing their job. If you remember right, the big threat with Bush at the time was pretty much, if you do this, okay, but we're going to get you in your job later on.
It was inappropriate to criticize the president at a time of war.
Exactly.
Thankfully, all the wars are now over. Apparently.
Right.
So you can go ahead and criticize the president.
And, of course, they're not, but it's okay.
Well, the other comment, too, is do we need somebody giving us a definition of torture? I've heard this bandied about for the last few weeks, and it all depends on wording. Is it, you know, does a certain group actually admit this is torture? I don't have to read a report.
Because you know, and you don't have to refer to any religious books or anything else. And don't you love Jesse Ventura this week just taking on all counts and saying, you know, you give me Waterboard and Dick Cheney for an hour, and I'll have him confessing to the Sharon Tate murders.
Absolutely.
It is torture.
I want
people to get over this thing about waiting for a definition to come out. Is it okay to call it torture? Hey, it's torture, folks.
Feel free.
No matter what name you put on it, you can't pretty it up, you can't polish it. It is what it is. And as a moral society, as we claim to be, then we need to tell the truth.
And it needs to be said again and again for all of the questions about what is the definition of torture. If these guys are so certain that the law is on their side and that this was not torture, then I'm not sure why they would be concerned about any investigations or any prosecutions or anything else, because they could go to court and make their case that this wasn't torture. And, oh, yeah, they could also tell us about all of the lives that were saved, despite the fact that they weren't. And those senators, such as Russ Feingold on the Intelligence Committee, who has seen those memos that Dick Cheney once released, he has said those memos have absolutely no evidence that anybody's lives were saved.
No substance.
And what we actually know is that it wasn't about saving lives. It was about making a phony case for war between Iraq.
Well, that's right, because they said, you know, there's this connection between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein. There's this and that. Well, we'll prove it. Oh, there are weapons of mass destruction. There's all this. So they go into this, and so they have to come up with some scintilla of proof. And so they go ahead and torture all these people trying to bolster the case for something that wasn't real.
That's right. One of the guys who they tortured, a fellow by the name of Al Libi, who was captured in 2002, he, in fact, was the one who falsely confessed to a tie between Iraq and Al-Qaeda after being literally buried alive for 17 hours, and then they released him. They beat him up for 15 minutes, and he finally came up with a story. He couldn't think of a story to tie Al-Qaeda to Iraq. He finally did. Well, Al-Libi had disappeared off the charts. He was one of these ghost detainees. Instead of coming back to Gitmo when Bush ordered everybody back to Gitmo in 06, he disappeared. Well, he turned up 2 weeks ago in a Libyan prison, supposedly committed suicide. He was the one who was quoted by Bush, by Cheney, even by Colin Powell to the UN.
How effective our torture is.
But that's right. And Cheney also asked for the torture of Saddam Hussein's security goon, who was captured after the fall of Baghdad. Now, what would he know about impending attacks against America. Why would he be tortured to save lives? He wasn't. He was tortured simply to come up with a justification for war, for WMDs, for tied to Al-Qaeda. That did not exist.
Oh, come on now. If our former Vice President Dick Cheney says that burying somebody alive isn't torture, then that's good enough for me. I am Christine Kraft, and you are listening to KGO. It's never enough time. It's never enough with Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. I am Christine Kraft. I want to quickly ask you about our friend, or at least my friend and your friend, I guess, Al Franken. You know, the people of Minnesota, they elect a senator. They still have to deal with only one. What's going on in that battle?
Yeah, that's Senator-elect Al Franken to you, young lady.
That's right.
We'll have to
treat him with new deference, I guess.
Yes, you do. And he did win, and, well, we're sitting around waiting for June 1 is when the oral arguments will take place at the Minnesota Supreme Court. Al Franken will win that. Former Senator Norm Coleman's arguments will be rejected. He doesn't have a leg to stand on. Mm-hmm. And then the question is, will the Minnesota Supreme Court order the Republican governor, Tim Pawlenty, sign the certificate.
Okay, so we'll stay. It's coming up here, June. Let's get another call if we can sneak one in here. Yeah. Tony in Sacramento, go ahead.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Tony, we got a bad connection. I'm going to have to move on. I know it's not your fault. Let's go to Robert in Del Mar. Hi, Robert. You're on KGO.
Hi, how you doing?
Well.
Good.
Okay.
Hey, this enhanced interrogation is not torture. And let me tell you, we have 26,000 troops.
Well, hold on. Before you go further, and of course, you know, you heard Jesse Ventura, who was a former Navy SEAL, talking about that on programs. Are you talking just about water?
Navy SEAL.
Okay, I'm a daughter of a Navy captain. Are you aware, when you say this enhanced interrogation, are you including such things as slicing a man's testicles in small cuts over time? Do you think that's torture or just enhanced interrogation?
There is no indication or any facts to that being done under the enhanced interrogation.
You got to be kidding.
Oh, really? Well, document it. Give me the documentation. Where?
Well, would you like to see some of the pictures of people in a naked
pair? It doesn't matter about pictures. It could be right out of the latest S&M place down the street from you.
Really? What's that?
Yeah. Well, where has this been until we just
So it's your
program?
View that at Abu Ghraib...
No. This is your view because you have no documentation.
Brad, please.
Yeah, well,
please, Brad, tell us.
I'm gonna stand with Jesse Ventura, who was in fact waterboarded, who says it was torture. I'm gonna stand with John McCain, who says in fact waterboarding was torture. And you can make all the apologies you want for these people, but they broke the law. The law is very clear.
Thousands that don't believe that.
What's that?
They've been through it.
Law after law, convention after convention, treaty after treaty spells it out quite clearly. Because you, like the Bush attorneys, wish to make a wildly liberal activist interpretation of the law instead of standing by a strict constructionist conservative reading of what the law is no excuse. The law is the law. I'll stand with Reagan, with McCain, with Ventura, rather than...
And you know what you are, mister? Hey, Robert, you know what you are? You're a coward. Thanks for the call, though. Let's quickly get to... That was Robert. Let's go to... can't get to Tony. How about Charles? Really quickly, Charles. Got about less than a minute.
Okay. I would like to get this clear. American people need to understand that the people they brought out of Iraq, they are not terrorists. America attacked them in the dead of the night. Them people were defending their nation. And they bring them here, call them terrorists. They had nothing to do with 9/11. How can America not understand that? The people who perpetrated that act against us were from Saudi Arabia and Yemen. We didn't attack them. We attacked Iraq.
And I'm glad you got on the air, Charles. We are pretty much out of time. About 30 seconds left. Right?
Yeah, the reason people don't understand that is because our corporate mainstream media has been so bad for so long. They even allow a guy like Bush, like Dick Cheney, to go on the air and say that if we move close Guantanamo, taxpayers will have to pay for the terrorists.
They're already paying for them now. Hello, who do you think's paying for them now? And, oh, my God, if a, quote, terrorist, somebody who has not been even charged. No evidence has been brought against these people or indeed convicted. We just assume because Dick Cheney tells us he ought to know, right? That if they go, they put them in Supermax in Colorado, that somehow they're coming to the homeland. They're going to endanger all of us. I'm so scared. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Christine.
Hi, I am Christine Kraft, and you are listening to KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. Next hour, you're going to meet a filmmaker who's got a marvelous new documentary you need to know about. What's it called? Whiz Kids. Stay with us.